These women want a better life for themselves and their families. By peaceful protest and demonstration, they want to put right government failures to provide basic food, healthcare, and education. But this is Zimbabwe, and here even peaceful protests are rarely tolerated. Often they're met with excessive force, arbitrary arrest, detention, or even torture, with the police doing pretty much as they please. All this under the watchful eye of President Robert Mugabe.
The police have the right and the right to bash them. They will get arrested and get bashed by the police.
In 2005, an estimated 700,000 people lost their homes, livelihoods, or both through the government's program of mass forced eviction. And the World Bank now describes Zimbabwe as being in unprecedented economic decline for a country in peacetime. Government policies have wiped out the ability of poor households to meet their basic needs. In response, more and more women are becoming active in the struggle for human rights. This woman told Amnesty International why she joined the activist group Women of Zimbabwe Arise, WOZA.
Survival has been tough, everything, the economic hardships, the fees, the food, just the survival in general. So I just told myself, at least if I get up and do something, just fight my way, maybe fight my way through, maybe my young sisters or my daughter will have a different future.
In rural Zimbabwe, women activists are often lone voices fighting discrimination in food distribution. Costa is a 64-year-old woman from Matabeleland, South Province, who has been denied access to government-subsidized maize from the Grain Marketing Board since 2002 because she belongs to an organization that is critical of the ZANU-PF government's policies.
I am an elderly grandmother, and I have to provide care for my grandchildren. There is no one to support me. I plow the fields with my own hands. And the reason why I am not receiving maize from the Grain Marketing Board is because I am a WOZA member.
Using the Public Order and Security Act put in place by the government in 2002, police deny people permission to hold public meetings, meaning women like Costa can be arrested for exercising their right to peaceful assembly and demanding access to food for their households. Whilst in police custody after engaging or attempting to engage in peaceful protests, women have been consistently ill-treated. This woman suffered a miscarriage after being kicked in the stomach by police during arrest following a peaceful demonstration.
This policeman came, so I had to stand up. When I looked at him, he kicked me straight on the belly button. When we went into the cells, we were detained. I was in pain. And then at night, I started bleeding. One of the ladies tried to call the policeman and told him, this girl is bleeding and she's in pain. He was like, maybe she's on her period. Why are you telling me that? Is that something you should tell me? She said, no, I think she's losing her baby. And he was like, ah, that's none of my business. It saves you right for doing things which you are not supposed to be doing.
Lucia Matibenga, the first vice president of the Zimbabwe Congress of Trade Unions, was also arrested and beaten after a peaceful protest.
We were being led to the cell where there were five people dressed in police uniform holding baton sticks who were beating the hell out of us. They would beat each pair for something between 15 and 20 minutes.
While in custody, Lucia was also threatened with death.
They were also telling me that they are not trained to write any dockets. They are trained to kill people and that they were going to kill me. When the beating was so hard on my buttocks and on my back, and they three times banged my head on the wall, and I fell down. Then there were some claps on my cheeks and this resulted in my ear bleeding. After the examination, now the doctor is telling me that my right eardrum is perforated. This is how the beating took place.
Despite incidents like these, the Zimbabwean Republic Police stated in a recent report that organizations like WOZA and the Zimbabwean Congress of Trade Unions are engaging in non-violent peace action. In fact, no member of WOZA has ever been charged for violent conduct. Yet, from the police, women also face sexist verbal abuse and derogatory accusations related specifically to their status as women. This 25-year-old woman, who has been arrested more than 8 times, told us what happened when she was arrested.
When we got to the cells, that's when we called in numbers of 10 or 12. Then they will start threatening you, asking you questions like, do you know that you are being used? Why is it that all of you women who are joining WOZA are very poor?
Human rights activists who are injured as a result of police beatings during arrests or while in custody are often denied access to medical care. Detainees need medication for conditions such as asthma, high blood pressure, and AIDS. Demanding such treatment involves gaining access to a lawyer, and this can often be difficult.
So when the lawyer came, we would only see him from a distance. It was like he wasn't being allowed to come to us. And when he finally came, I had been taken upstairs with the others also for questioning. So I missed the lawyer.
In the last 4 years, Amnesty International has documented over 30 occasions where hundreds of women human rights defenders have been arrested and detained by police across the country after engaging in peaceful protests. The organization is concerned that the government of Zimbabwe is deliberately creating an environment in which the right to peaceful protest is being violated with impunity. Such measures by the government of Zimbabwe are a breach of international human rights law. Amnesty International believes that the government should acknowledge that its own policies are responsible for the deepening levels of poverty in the country and not try to stifle the voices of protest. Voices like this woman that hold out hope for the country's salvation.
And I believe it's us, the woman, who will free this country. Empower the woman and we have empowered the nation.
The government of Zimbabwe must repeal repressive laws designed to prevent peaceful demonstration and meet its obligation to respect, protect, and fulfill the right of women human rights defenders and all individuals to defend their human rights. More